Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope for the 28th of April. So as you know, I've been doing this new format for a while now. So I'm just going to talk about firstly the energies that are really affecting us all of this week. And these are the energies that we can use for the whole week to sort of like tap into and to navigate. So we've got Mars making a parallel, which is the same as a conjunction to Neptune. This entered on the 22nd of April, exact on the 29th of April, and leaves on the 6th of May. So Mars's parallel and conjunction to Neptune can increase our creativity, allow us to use our imagination, so our dream world can be very active, so can our nightmare and illusional world as well. So just tread lightly when using psychic gifts, or make sure that you research and, you know, you don't just jump into the deep end, because a lot of people that get tarot cards, get crystals, jump into the deep end and they don't know, they get lost. And the whole point of sort of like spiritual exploration is to be able to trust yourself without relying on, you know, guides within who are physical, like friends, family members. Not to ignore them, go to them for advice, of course, you know, and spiritual guides as well, but ultimately we have to get to that stage when we're strong within ourselves, trust our own guidance. And to do this at the start, we need guides and mentors, human and spiritual ones, because we have so many unresolved traumas and fears, and it can be hard to discern that small still voice. So we have to spend that time in healing ourselves, or learning to discern that small still voice that, you know, is always leading us to our best and forgives us and loves us and nurtures us, even when, you know, we do stupid things and we flaw, you know, because we are flawed human beings after all. This energy of Mars conjunct Neptune allows us to really focus on our spiritual growth this week, to forgive ourselves, to deepen our connection with the divine, our higher selves, to really, you know, tune into meditation and yoga and tai chi, exercise and anything else that allows you to explore your spiritual path and find inner peace in healthy ways. Negatively, Neptune energy this week can drag us off into illusion, confusion, wanting to be manipulated or manipulating others, and lies, and judgment can be clouded. So just make sure that we can tell the difference between reality and fantasy this week. Try and do things to make you stay grounded in reality. So this can be listening to logical people, whether it be through a podcast or favorite TV show, getting advice from someone you can trust, or just by not rushing in, especially when it comes to romance and money decisions this week as well. And also when we are doing that psychic work, as I said earlier, just make sure you're discerning, that you're not just following blindly and you're not just escaping as well, because we can just consciously choose to escape this week as well, and sort of like not be accountable and ignore our responsibilities. Or not like you directly ignore them, you could just get drink too much one night, take too much drugs, and this can lead you to missing a deadline, or, you know, be late to work or any other commitments, and this just can cause troubles in your relationships as well. So just, you know, try and be more self-aware, act with intention, take time out when you need to, but don't be afraid to ask those important questions and face the facts and truth of reality, because a lot of the times we want to live in this sort of like you know, this sort of like, not dream world, I'm not going to call it dream world, but this world where we don't want to face the truth, because the truth hurts, doesn't it? Let's just be honest, and this is where we numb ourselves to it and run away from the truth, because it's not as easy to swallow. So spiritually, its energy wants us to explore the deeper meaning behind our goals and our life and our traumas, and spiritual and psychological and emotional suffering. And it wants us to, you know, learn to trust our intuition, which can be hard, especially when we are, you know, indulging in so many things that take us out of ourselves and confuses us. But it gives us this energy to help us sort of like start or continuing the work of healing and learning to trust ourselves and our higher selves by learning to just be more centered. On the karmic level, it's a time where we're being tested this week to see how well we stick to our values and principles, because a lot of the times we say we believe in one thing and we do the next. So it wants us to make decisions based on our highest sort of like moral values, and this is not the values that other people tell us to have, the things that ourselves think are right, and a lot of the time there are the things that society values, because we can lie, we can cheat, we can steal and do all these things and hurt others, but living with these behaviours can be hard, and this is when we go into unforgiveness of ourselves and others, those who have hurt us, and for the times we've hurt others as well, and we just keep on repeating this vicious sort of like cycle of self-hate as well. So this energy wants us to forgive ourselves and for any deceptive behaviour and others who may have hurt us in the past as well, but also to just weigh up the consequences of our thoughts and actions and to choose our thoughts and actions wisely, knowing that our thoughts and actions, you know, create our future. So, you know, to let go of that self-doubt and confusion and to, you know, let go of being idealistic and being caught up in illusion. And we have to sort of like tell the difference between genuine communication and goals and daydreams at this time. So just assess whether the life that you live in and the daily actions that you're doing is really going to put you on that path to getting the higher self out of our lives, because a lot of the time we say we want to be better, but we don't do better, we don't think better daily, we don't do better actions, and what we do is who we become. So this energy, you know, at its best wants us to tap into our inner wisdom to heal what we find there, starting and continuing that work, and just being gentle and soft with ourselves as we reflect on our past actions, and to just make sure what we do and what we say are in alignment with our highest values and the greater good as well, and to just do our best to just love ourselves in that deeper level. So the message of this week is, you know, look at the ways that you escape into your toxic habits. Why do you do this? You know, look at the ways that you allow other people to lie to you and you escape into sort of like the fantasy realm. So yeah, also on the 28th we have Venus making a semi-sextile to Neptune, Mercury making a semi-sextile to Saturn. So Venus is semi-sextile to Neptune, which affects us right up until about the 30th of April. Helps us to be more creative, have more compassionate for ourselves and others, but also can make us feed into that deception and illusion and escaping from our emotional pain. It can make us more emotionally vulnerable and overwhelmed, and this can make us want to escape from this. So, you know, as I said, grounding this week, whether it be listening to music, going for a walk, seeking help from someone you can trust, or just spending time alone is really important. Mercury semi-sextile to Saturn allows us to be more disciplined, allows us to be more practical in our problem solving. So this is really good energy that can increase our ability to communicate wisely with others. So this can help us diffuse conflict that come up, or not ignore the red flags, or just be more discerning about red flags and catch people in their lies, especially when it's lies to kind of change our mind and to deceive us out of our time, money, or energy. Negatively, this energy can make us sort of like add to the misunderstandings that can happen through miscommunication and lies this week. It can also make us too critical of ourselves and others and rigid in our thinking, so it can get in the way of us being open-minded and bringing that much needed change into our life as well. But ultimately, the best use of this energy is to be clear and concise in our communication. So it creates an energy that allows us to practice active listening and to work out disagreements in our relationships as well. But it can also make us mentally scattered and overwhelmed. So just make sure we don't take on too much work, we don't burn out, double check important details, ask people to clarify what is meant by what they say or write right now, and this can prevent misunderstandings as well. Be flexible, be open and willing to adapt to unexpected changes in plans or anything else that happens as well. Try and see anything like criticism, what people say, in a constructive ways, and instead of saying, oh, you know, maybe they are having a go to be negative, but I believe that sometimes, you know, there can be truth in analysing the patterns and the things, situations that keep on coming up in our life, even if it is, why do we keep letting asshats into our lives, you know? And a lot of the times, as you know, some people, we want to be good people and stuff, but we should never sort of like do it at the expense of our own psychological, emotional and spiritual and even physical health as well. So this energy allows us to sort of like analyze information, to tell, you know, fact from fiction, helps us with our decision making as well, and just allows us to be more organized, structured and grounded as well. So yeah, that was the daily scope for the 28th of April.